Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. A national organization dedicated to recognizing outstanding young farmers is seeking more participation from Kentucky. Sharon Page with the National Outstanding Young Farmers Program says there are past winners in Kentucky and many other states, including Ryan and Misty Bivens.
They were past winners in like 2014, I do believe. But they're a wonderful couple, and that's what's nice about this program. It is the longest-running recognition program for outstanding young farmers, those who are between the ages of 21 to 40.
Paige says the size of the farm is not what matters in this contest.
They have to show that they've grown in their operation. And as you can have 30 acres, you can have 30,000 acres. It's all a matter of how you, what you utilize those acres for. But the one thing that we walk away from the program is the networking and the friendship. So we can have friends all across the United States, as Kate said, that are sharing in some of the same struggles, just in their region.
She says the winners will be announced in February.
Every year we have our awards program in February. This year it's going to be in Westbrook, Connecticut, where we'll be announced that we have 10 candidates that come. And of those 10 candidates, they're all part of the alumni, but four of them get being named four National Outstanding Farmers. John Deere is currently our only national sponsorship.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
National Outstanding Young Farmer Program Director Sharon Page says more participants are always welcome.
The younger generation, there's getting fewer and fewer of them. And some of them, a lot are very great at their job, but they don't want to boast about themselves. And trying to get them to tell us about their story, and they deserve this award. But you can visit our website, outstandingfarmers.com. It gives a little history. It shows you the last years of our Congress, our awards Congress.
She adds the competition and organization help create lifelong friends.
We have made friends from all across the United States. I've, like Ben and Kate, I've stopped at quite a few, and we've had people from New Jersey that have 15 acres, but they're struggling with the same thing that we're struggling with our 3,000 or the 30,000 in South Dakota.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.